Sometimes the circumstances are not changeable and we just have to tolerate them, and the mind doesn't like them at all. So what do we do at that time? The mind generally wants to follow the path of least resistance. So as long as it feels that this circumstance can be changed, it'll keep resenting it. And, you know, it should not be like this, it should not be like this, it should not be like this. And then you say, you just quit and go away. Or you do something drastic. But if we just accept, sometimes, you know, we go to work and suddenly we are given a big project to do. Huge amount of work. First our mind is, I don't want to do this. The temple also, we get some big service. Initially, no, I don't want to do this. So a lot of inner battle goes on. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But eventually, if I see there's no way to get out of it, I have to do it. And once we start doing it, more often than not, we find that doing that activity is not as difficult as the mind made it out to be. It requires time, it requires effort, and sometimes it may require more time and effort than what we anticipate also. But it is not as unbearable as the mind made it out to be. So basically, as long as the mind feels that there is some opportunity to change this, then the mind keeps resenting it, resenting it, resenting it. Change it, get rid of it, get out of here, whatever. But once, so because for that, for the mind at that time, the path of least resistance is get out of the situation. But if we decide, I can't get out of the situation, I just have to do this. Once we accept that, then the mind starts to realize, now, if I keep resisting it and I'm simply making things miserable for myself, so let me just do it now. So that's why Krishna says, yattad agre vishamiva pariname amrutakum. That which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. Well, Devi Devaji says in his commentary that what is poison for the ego is nectar for the soul. It tastes like poison in the beginning because we are at the level of false ego. False ego means that is body, mind, or ego, whatever. We are identifying with one of these. That's why it feels like poison. But if you just penetrate through that, it's only agri. It's initially the poison is there. If you penetrate through that, the nectar will come. We'll see that, yes, this is not that bad. I can do it. And I learn through it, I grow through it. My inner muscles of self-discipline, I become stronger by this. So somehow, we have to just go through that initial phase. And sometimes just recognizing that this is a karmic complication that I have to face. This is just something which is going to come in my life, and if I just tolerate it, it will be more bearable. We have to intellectually explain it to ourselves. So one example I give is that suppose a leech bites us. Now if you try to pull the leech out, it is so dangerous, its grip is so fearsome, it will pull out the whole skin. But if you let the leech just do its work, it's scary to feel it, you know, tentacles going into our skin and pulling the blood out. But the leech's capacity to suck blood is not unlimited. Once it has sucked its blood, we just flip it, it will fall off. So like that, some situations come in our life which are like leeches. And they are going to suck some blood from us. And if we try to get away from those situations, if we try to overreact in order to try to get out of the situation, that's like trying to pull out the leech. That will make things much worse. But if you just accept it, it will suck some blood. But the positive thing of everything, the positive side of everything temporary in the world is that even problems are temporary. So, so nothing will suck our blood infinitely. So if you just accept, you know, this is there now, it's by my karma, it is there, going to suck some blood. So, when the problem comes up, the mind tends to eternalize the problem. This is going to be like this forever. And if we think this is going to be forever, then even for a few minutes it becomes unbearable. Let's say if I have to lift 5 kg weight, okay, I can lift it, no big deal. But if somebody tells me you have to lift this 5 kg weight for the rest of your life, I'll find it difficult to lift it away for 5 minutes. So what happens is the mind internalizes the problem and then it becomes unbearable. But if our intelligence, instead of internalizing the problem, we contextualize it. Contextualize means, yes, because of the situation, this has come up. And it's like a leech, it will suck my blood for some time, but it will go away in its own course. Then it becomes easier to tolerate. Does that answer your question? Thank you. There's a question behind.